a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we'd hoped you'd always keep. But tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent. Although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate. And your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press. And you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number. You've traded in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children won't be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you'll fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he'd vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside in a dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he'd fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Well, good afternoon, America.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Ed, you're on with us. Boy, folks, today we got a real treat, I tell you. We've got Ed Brown on with us. We also have a special guest of Ed's, who will be on with us as well. Fred Smart called me this morning and said, "I'm stuck in New York. I can't get home in time." So I said, "Okay."
Well, if he's in New York, he's only 3 hours from the house. Why don't he just drive up here?
Well, he was in LaGuardia waiting for a connecting flight back here to Chicago.
Okay.
And yeah, I think he was, he had the rest of the family with him as well, so he couldn't do it. I think it's something I know he wanted to be able to do, but just couldn't do it, you know, with the wife and the kids in tow.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
He shouldn't, anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Ed, what a day yesterday, huh?
Yeah, what
great.
A day.
Folks, hang on, we'll be back after the break.
Riley around the flag, boys, Riley once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom, rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
All right, good afternoon, America. This is Tim Wingate on the Ed and Elaine Brown Show, sitting in for
Body
the traveling
of the Lord.
Fred Smart. I'm sorry?
Body of the Lord and Edward and Elaine.
Ed and Elaine, Body of the Lord, yes.
Brown is the family of the Klan. Whether it's you're uncomfortable with it or not, doesn't make any difference.
Oh, no. It's actually, if we go along that, it should be Edward, whatever your middle
Edward
name is.
Edward Lewis and Elaine Allen.
There you
Body
go.
Of
this,
the
is
Lord.
This is Timothy Wesley of the family Wingate.
That's correct. Of the family or Klan Wingate.
Well, Klan, actually. I claim to be a Klansman, and that's with a C, not a K.
You sure?
I'm of Scottish heritage as well as Irish heritage. So
I'm Irish and English.
There we go. Well, you know, I have a little bit of that, you know, English stuff in me too, but nonetheless.
I like the
Scottish. I love the Scottish material, and in fact, we went to the Highland Games that were just this last weekend. Over here in the Chicago area, they have it every year. It was very, very wonderful to walk amongst common, similar people wearing my bright. My clan is part of the MacLeod clan, and we are a sept. I go through my heritage, which goes back to the MacCabes, who were mercenaries who ended up in Ireland from Scotland. And they are part of the Lewis branch, and they've got that, what we call the Loud MacLeod tartan. It's that bright yellow one with the black and the red stripes on it. And you can see us from quite far away when we wear our tartans. So it's kind of fun. But anyway, America, boy, I tell you, yesterday was quite a day, and Ed's here. We have a special guest with us. We have Randy Weaver. Welcome, Randy.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So, Ed, tell me about yesterday. And your reactions and your thoughts on it. Before I do let you go with that for a second here, let me just throw up. I watched cable news. I had it on. I had two TVs set up trying to cover MSNBC, CNN, and got up and watched Good Morning America. I was told Randy was supposed to be on. Was it the Today Show? Or?
They canceled it out, and I believe it probably because they don't want no live interviews because they're looking so bad now, and people are being educated, and they had to cut that off. They're afraid to death of it.
Yeah. I think you're probably right because I had heard that you were supposed to be on. So
yes, I was.
Got up and had that running this morning while got breakfast going and things going for us here, and it didn't... didn't quite work out, did it? So tell us, Ed, about some of the things that went on.
There was just a crowd of people here.
Yeah,
Randy can
so
tell you
had a bunch of people
and
there?
You know I'm going to pass the buck to somebody else. Randy, you tell
us. Yeah, Randy,
what?
You go ahead.
About yesterday, they had, Ed was it 20 or 30 reporters from all kinds of news people, some newspaper, radio, TV. And just by watching the crowd and their faces and the reactions, I guessed that 30% was here to destroy us. 50 to 55% was here to learn, maybe either way. And 15%, I think, learned a whole lot and actually left here with a different mindset. And I thought it's awesome. We're not going to get 100% in any setting. And to get what we got yesterday, there were some nice people here that was open-minded. And I believe we had a local newspaper here that just did a real good interview and excellent report. I'm happy. I feel great about this. I don't think the feds dare do. I don't think they dare harm a hair on this dog out here, let alone anybody else.
That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. And folks out there, I would like you to take down some email sites, website, so that you can go ahead and see the videos. They have been posted all over the internet now, and especially on the show edthelaw.blogspot.com. Ed, is there something?
Well, I said they're also it's on YouTube. You can see the videos on YouTube.
Right, and I think we've got just about all the video feeds that are on there. If you go to the showedthelawblogspot.com, there will be links there to the other sites that are also covering. If that's a little too complicated for folks, then just simply go to makethestand.com, and there are links there as well. But I think if you just simply Google, Ed, I tell you what, I was testing it this morning, and I was Googling Ed Brown news conference and this, and the old one, the other stuff was coming up, and not the newer material that we have. So I'm a little hesitant to tell people to Google it simply because they're getting older material, not the newer things. So as I said, folks, go to showedthelaw.blogspot.com, and there'll be other links there plus the videos, so you can actually see what happened yesterday at the news conference. So, Ed, do you agree with Randy on the percentages of how you think this got across to folks?
Yeah, pretty much. It did. There was only two dissenters amongst the news people that were really obviously trying to make us look bad. The rest of the folks were either neutral or, some of them were actually positive.
At least appeared to be open-minded. Which,
yeah, well, that's true. They always have that glazed look in their eyes, like Manny said, not all of them.
Talked to a lot of young reporters over the last 8 or 10 years, and they're not all stupid, and they're not all part of the normal, the gang that wants to control things. We had a couple of guys here that were just like mercenaries, but there were some more that was here that didn't like us. They weren't that vocal. They were just being quiet and listening and taking down with their camera and their notebooks and stuff so they could go back and edit. But, in any group that big, you're always going to get some that are here to learn something, and they walk away that way.
I'm sorry,
I know was crying during the interview.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know why she was crying?
Well, when I was showing the picture of Sam and Vicky,
right.
I started crying myself, and they were two of them standing out there right in front of me. They were doing the same thing.
Well, I think all of us who sat in horror watching on the news when that all went down and that happened, I think we all,
well, there's what I'm saying
for
is
you
people,
as far as
some of these young reporters, they do have a heart.
Yes.
And they will change. I changed. I didn't understand any of this, 30 years ago.
Right.
I didn't read a book till I was 30 years old, and that's been 30 years. I'm 60. I'll be 60 in January. And I see these young kids, teenagers, early 20s, and they know as much as I do now at that age. I'm totally in awe of these people.
That's great.
I leave it open for anyone to learn and change.
That's the only way to be. Flexible, keep your mind open. Don't get set in a particular thing unless you really, in your heart of hearts, you know that it's to be true. And, there are certain immutable moral issues that we stand for regardless of any opposition or the changing mind of the fickle public, if you will.
Well said. Well said.
Ed.
Yes.
So what did you want to get across that you feel that since the major news media hasn't really done anything? Of course, you're in good company. Ron Paul's pretty much being ignored. Unless there's doom and tragedy and smoke and flames, they don't seem to want to cover it. What do you want to get across here to America today?
That's actually nothing.
Oh, okay.
I don't care what at this point. I don't care, and my wife does not care really what all of these folks think or what the federal public servants want to do. That's their business. We're not concerned with other people's business.
Okay.
We are concerned, however, the direction with which this country is going and what these people are doing to it. So it's our responsibility to take this position. But I don't care about what they think and what they say anymore. This is too long. This is months into this thing, and it's like, what a bunch of childishness all of this stuff is. That's why we pass in the buck a little bit, to everybody else. Hey, I don't want to talk to anyone about this stuff. I don't think at all.
Wonderful.
Let's dance.
Let's dance.
Let's do it. Let's dance.
Okay. I see what you're saying. And, you know, it's what the genius of this whole thing is that more people are becoming aware of what's going on.
Yes.
The feds and the people that are behind the feds and the bullying, the tyranny, they like to do what they do in the darkness, off the map, so to speak, off the radar scope.
Yes, sir.
And by focusing a spotlight on this, they cannot turn around and do something to you folks, at the very least, without major repercussions.
Absolutely. They're aware of this now. I know they are. And they believe it now. I also know that, too. And it is. I'll tell you, I never lie. It's true. And they know I never lie. So if they wish to bring it to a level that's going to get out of there, then they're welcome to do so. Randy will tell you the same thing. We don't care anymore. What do you do? Send me to the creator or send me to death sooner? Actually, I kind of like the way Randy put it yesterday in the interview. It's going to be a new adventure. So be it. Let's take as many of them with us as we can.
If that's what it comes down to, that's what it comes down to. Just to slightly change the subject, I was, give your wife a pat on the back and a congratulatory hug from me. I thought, I had no idea that she was as articulate.
Uh-huh.
And
she's a wonderful presence. Tim, she's a dentist.
Yeah, that's true. Folks, we'll be right back after the break. Hang in there.
Boys, Riley once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom, rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Good afternoon, America. Once again, this is Tim Wingate on the Ed and Elaine Living Souls show here on RBN Live. We have our special guest Randy Weaver with us as well. Ed is on the line, and we have a caller. We have Rose who has called in. And so, Rose, how are you?
I'm fine, Tim. How are you?
I'm well. I haven't seen you for a little while, I guess. I was just reminiscing off air that I think the last time I saw you, we were all in the van together with Bob Schultz traveling around the Chicago area doing radio shows.
Yes, we were, weren't we? And I want to say hi to Ed.
Hi, Rose.
How are you, Ed?
Hi, Ed.
I'll bet. And I would like to say hello to Randy.
Hi, Rose. How are you, honey?
I'm fine. How are you, Randy?
I've had worse days.
I know you have.
Listen, but I'm having fun up here with these folks.
I have to tell you, you made the 11 o'clock news here in Muskegon, Michigan, Grand Rapids, all of Western Michigan on the ABC affiliate station.
Oh, excellent.
And,
how'd it come out?
And I would like to report that there was no brown bashing.
You know, that's amazing, because that reporter that was here is one of them I got into it big time with for race baiting.
Well, our local commentators, they merely showed Elaine talking on when she gave the position of your stand, and Ed, you know, you leaned over her shoulder at that point, and I forget exactly what you said. It was just a short few seconds clip of the two of you talking. They stated that you were holed up in your home. I didn't hear compound fortress. I heard the word home.
That's wonderful.
That's cool.
And okay. They simply stated that you were opposing taxes and refusing to go to prison. End of story.
Yes. There you go. Good.
You know, my husband and I sat here and we were just truly amazed that they really didn't try to make you look like evil people.
That's amazing, and that, you know, that's a miracle. And Elaine, actually, I wish they would just, she did the very best of any of us out here. I commend her. She's a very smart lady.
And well spoken as well. Now, Randy, I don't know if you know this, but Rose's husband spent some time in Club Fed as well.
Yes.
Yes.
And how's he doing, Rose?
He's doing fairly well. I have to say that it has definitely left an impression on him, one that says, I don't want to go back there.
Yes.
It's very difficult to live your whole life doing what you think you're supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
And all of a sudden to have every bit of freedom taken away. Every time a visitor comes, you go through a body search. I mean, it is so degrading.
Yes.
And then what people don't know is the following year, he was on supervised release for a misdemeanor, mind you. His was not a felony conviction. It was a misdemeanor. Willful failure to file is nothing more than a misdemeanor.
Yes.
And yet the federal marshal and the probation officer, he always came with a marshal. And
what's your husband's name?
Literally, they came to do a home visit. That home visit was they literally walked through every room in this house.
Yes.
And I was not a nice person to him. And as a matter of fact, I wrote a letter to Dixon Cannon that I posted on my blog site and made public, talking about that first time that they came here.
Yes.
The next time they came, the marshal was a woman. And she looked at me when they came in the door and said, you know, we didn't appreciate what you wrote on your blog site about us. It made us look like bad people. And I said, excuse me, you are forcing your way into my home. You threatened to take my husband and make him live somewhere else if I don't allow you in that door. And you're saying I'm making you look like a bad person?
Well, we're just following the law, Rose. We're just following the law.
Oh, no, they've never told me they were following the law.
Oh, okay.
Orders. Remember
orders,
that?
Following
they
orders.
Follow orders. They don't follow the law. Because
Thank
the
you,
law
Rose.
Said that they had no right to come in this house on a supervised release on a misdemeanor. That's what the law says. They were using discretionary powers given to them by Congress in firearms cases, in domestic violence cases, in drug cases, all felonies. They aren't supposed to do that on a misdemeanor.
Well, as I've often said, as we move toward a police state, they will take...
Mean? What do you mean, Tim? Move toward a police state?
All right, Ed. I stand
We're
corrected.
We're there, aren't we? We're there, aren't
I absolutely
we,
stand corrected. We are in a police state.
You better believe
are,
it. Let me tell you, let me
there
tell
are
you,
levels
Tim.
Of police
hey,
state,
Timmy,
though.
Tim, all of these so-called law enforcement agencies no longer exist. Every single one of them, local police departments, county sheriffs, state police, federal agents are all mercenaries. They work for money and do exactly what they're told.
Good point, Ed. We'll be back after the break, folks.
Rally around the flag, boys. Rally once again. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside. Gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally round the flag, boys, rally once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Well, good afternoon, America. Tim Wingate here on the Ed and Elaine Living Souls Family Surname Brown Show on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. We want to open up the phones for people to call in. We have our special guest, Randy Weaver, with us. You there, Randy?
Yes.
All right. All right. So I want to give out the number here, and Rose Lear, who's with us as well. Oh, somebody fell off. Okay. Randy, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, listen, folks, the number to call to get your question for Randy and Ed, if he's able to get back, he was having some phone troubles there, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We will be taking calls. Rose, you were mentioning that you had a kind of an epiphany this morning after watching the video of the news conference.
Well, I like to call these things divine intervention. You know, when I went on my hunger strike, and we the people picked up and sponsored that hunger strike, and Bob Schultz actually went with me over to Minnesota to deliver my husband to the federal prison there in Duluth. The reason I went on that hunger strike was because I was watching when we submitted those questions, when the DOJ and IRS agreed to sit down and have that conference to have all these questions answered, and then they backed out. Well, I went to Washington, D.C. because I wanted these questions answered. They are still unanswered today, and they're the same questions that Ed and Elaine have been asking. And I think that, Randy, whenever the reporters come back and talk with you and Ed and Elaine, I remember one of the reporters yesterday asking, what would it take to peacefully resolve this situation?
Yes.
Well, there's a very simple answer. For
yes.
the DOJ and the IRS to live up to their agreement with We the People and have that televised conference to answer our questions.
Yes.
Because that will answer Ed and Elaine's question, show me the law. Because that's what every one of those questions were about.
And even if, you know, I do know that the federal position, and there are others who take the same position, say that the law is there.
No,
and
I'm sorry.
They have a convoluted way. Well, they have a convoluted way of making the application. And I think Elaine was absolutely right. That we're not arguing against the code, we're not arguing against the law, we're arguing against their interpretation. Yeah, interpretation and application.
You know what their interpretation is called? All of them that they come up with is called spurious philosophism. It is an argument designed and to deceive people. That's all they give us. It's over and over and over, spurious philosophism.
I would agree with you. Because if they can't show, in my mind, I'm a fairly rational, linear person. I believe in precepts, and I believe in foundation. I have a background in argumentation. And you start off with a premise. Now, your premise may be true. It may be sound. It may not be true. It may not be sound. And it could be a combination of those. And you build your argument. It's like geometry. It's like algebra. You can show it, you can map it out, you can chart it out, and you can show the if-then clauses, how things work. And if they're right, it is so complicated that the common person cannot understand it. That then puts the regular person, we the people, underneath the interpretation of the law, rather than we the people being above the law and interpreting it. And it reverses the position completely.
Tim,
yes,
it is a very simple thing. And in one of our meetings in Congressman Pete Hoekstra's office right here in Muskegon, before my husband was off probation, we sat down with three IRS agents. And I went in there and I had IRS publication.
Right.
515 or 515 it was. And in publication 515, it lays out unequivocally the definition of a withholding agent. And it goes on to say who this withholding agent may withhold from.
Right.
There's corporations. And then there's non-resident aliens doing business in the United States in a partnership with an American citizen whose income is effectively connected. And then right below that, curiously enough, is the definition of non-resident alien.
Rose, listen, I understand that. And there's a lot of people out here in the audience who understand that as well. What we
let me finish one point.
Oh, go ahead, please.
It gets down to their own form. If you go to the INS's website, because publication 515 takes you to publication 15, where it tells you to go there, it tells you to download the I-9 eligible to work in the United States form.
Right.
And on that form, it tells you what identification you may give your employer. And I may give any employer my voter's registration card and my birth certificate, and that is the only identification I have to give them. Period.
Okay.
End of story. When I brought that up and I showed it, I had their publications to the IRS agent, and I told my husband to give her his I-9 forms all filled out. She threw them back at him, pointed her finger at me and said, I'm well aware of the I-9 form. Your husband's going back to prison.
Well,
and they got up and left.
I understand that. I had a friend of mine on, Peter Simpson, who was with the Irwin Rommel School of Law last week, and what he pointed out is that the problem is you're a heretic. You don't believe their religion. This is an argument. We call it legal philosophizing and various other things. This is just a secular religion on their part, and we're arguing theology with people, and it's ridiculous. Rose, thank you so much for giving us a good illustration of the convoluted logic and the convoluted understanding. We got another caller on the line, Ray from Oregon. Come on. Hi, Ray.
Hi, how are you? Ed, I'm glad to hear that you and Elaine are okay. Since the last time we talked to you, I think a major event, a watershed event in American jurisprudence has occurred, and the unsung hero is a man called David Clarence, a notary, a county notary, who has assisted Ed in removing his case from the fictional circuit court of the corporate structure and placing it into the sovereign circuit court, federal court. By doing so, that act has removed jurisdiction, all jurisdiction, from the sheriffs, from the federal agents. And I'm sure that that's partly why we're able to talk to Ed today. They have backed off to some degree. Now,
let's find out. Ed, are you there?
Ed's not with us anymore. He couldn't. Yeah.
Dropped off. Yeah, he was having trouble with his phone.
Well,
you have a Ray. I appreciate that, and I've brought up a little bit about David Clarence, as well as the other gentleman from Supreme Law Firm. They seem to be in a contention with each other over who has jurisdiction to challenge jurisdiction. I think this is an area that we need to study more and find out exactly who is correct on this, if either one of them are. If you challenge jurisdiction, that period, at whatever level, that has to be answered before they can move forward.
That's the law, but it's not followed by the corporate administrative courts. That's the problem. Now, Ed has solved that problem by turning his back on them and indicating they have no jurisdiction over him whatsoever, and he'll take that to the death if necessary. Now,
sometimes that's what we have to do, is just to refuse to play in their sandbox.
Well, Randy proved that also, and that's what a man is. That's what a true man is.
Yes.
And there has been many, many theories proposed on this program since it came on online from its very beginning, and it goes round and round and round and goes nowhere. Now, Ed and Randy are an example of what must be done to bring something to a head, and that's action.
Now, that's absolutely
thing,
correct.
This thing that Ed has done, in he actually filed the demand for removal of from the fictional court and placed it into the sovereign federal court, the circuit court, himself, and therefore it stays there now, and it will be passed on by the by the court system that that has always been in effect, David Clarence and his associates have put that into motion when everybody else talks about it. Now, I think you ought to have David on the program and flesh that out so that people can see just how far they have been deceived, by the people who rule them.
Right, right.
We're in the court of the Pharisees. The Pharisees.
Oh, there you go. That's the perfect example of the similarities, the analogy of what Jesus had to encounter with his with the religious lawyers, with a religious philosophy legality combo in those days. And he just turned around. He didn't pull any punches. He just called them all liars and snakes and thieves and murderers, and was not going to cut them any slack, because they, being serpents and a brood of vipers, that hypocrites, is that they didn't practice what they preached, what they forced upon everybody else to follow. And anyone else can see this by just reading the regular, dominant press news on all the scandals, all the corruption that's going on. These people turn around and they want to attack the people that pay their salaries and force them to live under standards and rules that they themselves will not abide by. It's absolutely ridiculous. Folks, we're taking calls, and Ray, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-313-9443. If you have a question for Randy Weaver, we have him on as a guest on the Ed and Elaine show. One of the things I wanted to bring up here is that there's a real good website, and it's called the just dropped it off the top of my head here. What it's called is Radley Balco's website, The Agitator, and he had a real good article dealing with all the different cases of where the police now are starting to harass people just simply for taking their pictures and videotaping them. And of course we've heard about some other cases, but there are a lot of cases where this is going on. The police state is trying to gather more and more power and trying to restrict we the citizens, we the people, we whatever moniker you want to give yourself, the ability to hold them accountable and maintain transparency. And that's what this whole situation in New Hampshire is all about also, is holding them accountable and making sure that there's transparency. Randy, wouldn't you agree that the fact that there are so many people there at Ruby Ridge and the standoff and making sure that nothing worse happened probably saved you and your daughter's lives?
Absolutely. Yes, it makes all the difference in the world. People get out and support those that the servants of Babylon are harassing.
How? Randy, we got a few minutes before we get to this next break. Why don't you tell us a little bit? Yeah, how are you doing? How are the girls doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. All three of my daughters now are up in Montana. My youngest one lives with me most time, but she went up there for about 6 weeks of the summer to be with her sisters, and I got two grandsons up there, and I'm going to go up later this summer and visit them all. And they called today, and my oldest daughter is worried about me really bad, and my youngest one, she heard the clips on the internet, and she thought it was great, and the one in the middle, she's just kind of neutral.
Okay,
but they're all worried a little bit, but
it's interesting how people perceive things differently when they hear certain things, you know, or see certain things, even in your own family. But they're very, all three, they're very supportive daughters.
Hey, Tim, you got two more callers here, Nan in Texas and Cheryl in Michigan.
Wonderful. Let's take Nan in Texas. Nan, welcome to the show.
Hello, Randy.
Hi, Nan.
Hello, it's so good to hear you. We feel like we've known you for all these 20 years.
Well, thank you, dear.
I know that millions of other Christian Americans and patriots feel like they have known you personally. And we
thank you.
We appreciate you, and we really appreciate what Ed and Elaine Brown are doing in the name of Jesus Christ. Actually, this morning on the, I hope you were able to hear Elaine on the early show with Dave and Joyce, because she was just wonderful. She was very outspoken, and she was just so good. And I must say this, is that we've been waiting to hear, and we've listened to all of the shows on shortwave, and shortwave really did a bad thing. They either talk over you, or they're ecstatic, or you were not covered at all over shortwave. And they just want you to know that the millions of us who care about Ed and Elaine want them to know we don't listen to hear the talk show host. Not at all. We want to hear them, because they are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and so are you, Randy. And your children are in our prayers, and you are in our prayers.
Thank you, Nan. I love you.
I love
you. Thank you, Nan.
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Nan. We have another caller on the line. I didn't catch the name, but if you're there, caller, introduce yourself.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
we can.
All right. This is Cheryl Marie. Hello, Ed and Elaine, if you're still hanging on.
You're on with Randy Weaver, Cheryl.
Hello, and Randy, welcome.
You have a question for Randy?
I have a connection to make to Randy and Edward and Elaine. There is now a written-out article that describes what David Clarence and the other notaries and our sovereign court, which Ray was talking about, is actually now doing.
Excellent.
I wanted to give that information
Cheryl,
out.
Can you hang on through the break? We'll be back.
Sure.
Shouting the battle cry of freedom. Rally from the hillside, gather from the plain. Shouting the battle cry of freedom.
Good afternoon, America. Thank you, Ken. Bottoming out the music there. We're back with you. We have Cheryl Marie, and she was going to give us an announcement for some legal information. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Yes, on the website, I just put a posting up yesterday that explains in detail this case removal process that our sovereign court is now and has launched. And it's written to a general audience so that everyone can understand it.
Wonderful.
And,
what's the website?
Okay, the website is imsovereign.org. And scroll down past the introduction to the first posting. And that the title of that posting is The State of the Union, a Breakthrough for the Sovereignty Movement.
State of the Union, a Breakthrough for the Sovereignty
Movement.
Movement. Great. IamSovereign.org, folks. Go. Check it out. Download it. Study it. We need people that are good legal scholars, people who can understand this, because we need to know. We need to know if this is something that we can use. And I hope you're right, Cheryl. Boy, it'd be so exciting to have the legal technology in the way of breaking at least their legal back, if not their moral back. I think their moral back's been broken a long time ago. the system, the feds. We definitely need the legal thing to go. Randy, did you, we only have a few more minutes left. Is there something you would like to add, something you'd like to tell America while you've got the chance here?
Well, the last but not least, I want to thank all the supporters. I mean, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the listeners out there that care about what's going on and are sincere. And they've helped me and these other fellows get out here because we couldn't. I wouldn't have been able to do it without them. So I want to know I love them, and I thank them very deeply from the bottom of my heart. And keep on fighting, everybody, and learning. You know, the best thing to in the fight is the more, the better educated we become. Like this lady gave us a website to go to, and it sounds real encouraging. So education is the key to freedom, and keep educating and sharing what you know with other people. They may not want to hear it right to start with, but there'll be something that might stick, and a month or 5 years down the road, it may sink in, and they'll understand it, and it'll make sense to them.
You know, I'm so glad to hear you speak positively, and just like, you know, folks, you know, it's not over yet. You know, we're not behind the eight ball totally. We can still, you know, go forward, and I think positiveness in this is better than focusing on the negative.
Yes.
I learned over the years that what you focus on ends up being what you seem to go toward. I grew up in Minnesota where there's lots of lakes, and I learned a long time ago with a rowboat that you focus, and that's the direction you're going to go, because what you're looking toward is the direction you're going to go. And it's the same thing.
If you have two oars.
Yeah, if you have two. Well, yeah, you know, I also learned to paddle a canoe fairly well.
Yes.
As a young man, and you only use one canoe or one paddle with the canoe. And that's where you learn to focus across the lake that you intend to go toward, because if you don't, you're looking around, you're going to go in circles. There's no doubt about that.
That makes sense.
But it's the positiveness. I think it's probably, I would guess, was it your faith and your trust that kept you going?
I'm an optimist, basically an optimist. Now, you may hear me cuss once in a while, more than most folks like to hear, but basically I'm an optimist, and it's like you say, focus on the positive, and we got a shot at this. We just have to put our backs to the grindstone and do it.
Great. Randy, thank you so much for being with us. Folks, thank you for
welcome.
Being with
thank
us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hang on. I'll be on Michael's show coming up. Stick with us. RBN Live.
From the hillside, gather from the plain, shouting the battle cry of freedom.